canopy reader. When I scan, when I take a picture of something and have it scanned, it doesn't automatically read anymore.
And there, in settings, there is a automatic read switch on.
There is?
Yes. So go ahead. That will, that's how you do it.
I'm going to start by asking, does anybody use a Fitbit? I would like to know which versions are accessible, because my Fitbit 1 was rattling around in the dryer this morning after it went through the wash.
Okay, so the best one to get is the Fitbit Flex, and it's not accessible to install.
Right, I know. I had to get sighted help to set it up.
But once you install it and you install the app on your phone, the app on your phone is accessible.
I didn't have to install it on the computer, right, but I did have to get sighted help to set up the Fitbit to pair it with the iPhone app.
I feel it's very relevant to let everyone know that these devices are wide open when it comes to security.
They're very easy to hack, and people can get into your iPhone.
You mean so somebody could, through your Fitbit, get into the iPhone?
Yeah, they can hijack your Bluetooth connection with the device to get into your computer, if they know what to do.
On the KNFB reader, on saving files to Dropbox, I tried that, and it saved as a proprietary KNFB reader format, which did me no good on the Mac and Dropbox. Does anybody know if I could save that as an RTF?
But I think Dropbox. You have to choose the format during the save process before you send it to Dropbox. Does anybody know that for sure? Because I'm pretty sure that's the way it
that
is.
That sounds accurate from the last time I did it, but that has been quite a while for me. And I know back a while they had trouble with some different formats for saving to the cloud, but I think those issues have been resolved.
No, I have to get more and more into Android, unfortunately, so I learned a little bit about TalkBack, but then yesterday somebody had a Galaxy, and they have a different version of TalkBack. I was wondering, does anybody know where I can read about this? They call it voice assistant. When I go into settings, it looks more like a hybrid of iPhone and Android.
Is there a TalkBack list, Maria, anywhere?
There's the i3, but I'm also, I could go to that. There's also inclusive Android. That's sort of a little bit like Apple
is. The other two people you might want to contact, who I know are Android users pretty hardcore, is J.J. Medoff. And the other guy who does the Blind Bargains podcast with him is a pretty hardcore.
Joe?
Yes, Steinkamp. Yeah.
Matt McCubbin in Massachusetts might be an Android user.
I have a question about iBooks. I downloaded a book that I wanted to read that was only available on iBooks. I was able to read the book okay, but there were recipes at the end of the book, and all I could get it to read were the titles of the recipes, and I even went and changed the rotor to headers, and it just kept taking me to the titles. So is there some other way to navigate it, or is it just maybe that it's inaccessible? But I did notice that after each recipe it said image, so I'm wondering if they made
I wonder if they're images.
That's a possibility, and if that's the case, that's the only thing that VoiceOver will read to you is headers and titles, and it'll say image or alt text or something like that.